Last announcement is that next Sunday, there will be baby dedication. Next Sunday, there will be baby dedication. And today, after the French service, that means from 11:30, all parents who will be dedicating their children, who will have their children dedicated next Sunday, are asked to attend a session with the pastors from 11:30 to 1 p.m., okay? 11:30 to 1 p.m., all parents who will have their children dedicated next Sunday are required to be in the biggest room of our Sunday school there with the pastor for a session where you'll be prepared for next Sunday dedication. So, karibu sana. And the pastor really wanted us to be clear on the fact that any parent who are registered and will not attend the session, that means that the dedication will be of their children will be postponed to another date. So make sure you attend that session, all right? Yeah. Otherwise, I think I'm done. Thank you very much for your attention. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. I wish you a blessed Palm Sunday. And we are going to read the Word of God from the book of Luke, chapter 19. We are going to read from verse 28 to 40. Luke 19, 28 to 40. Let us read. When he had said this, he sent on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, and the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, and which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you losing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they said, losing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you losing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw them on the cloths and the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their cloths on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works he had, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. That is the word of God. I'm going to add an additional text from Luke chapter 8. From verse 1 to 3, Luke 8, 1 until 3. Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirit and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this important time where we listen to your word, and we know that you are going to talk to us because that is our need. Bless each of us and let us listen from you. May the Holy Spirit cover each of us and teach us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. We continue with our theme, Here I Am, Send Me. Here I Am, Send Me. And the topic of today is my commitment to God's purpose through my resources. My commitment to God's purpose through my resources. So here I am, send me. Jesus is with his disciples. And he has a purpose that he's going to reach very, very soon. He wants to go publicly in the city of Jerusalem. And he relies on his disciples. He has resources, human resources, and everything we have is his resources. So he's going to reach Jerusalem, but relying on his disciples. This text we have read from Luke is going to talk about three main elements. The first, the text is asking us to play, each of us, your own role to support the mission. And the second point is that Jesus has a perfect knowledge of the field where he sent us for mission. And we are going to conclude this sermon by the third word, which says about poverty. That poverty cannot prevent us to serve the Lord. I know that we are going through a very difficult time, but we are going to learn that poverty will not prevent us to serve God. So let us start with the first point. Play your role. Play your role. Everywhere Jesus has put you, has made you, to support his mission. Our Lord uses everything for his mission. He can use human beings. He can use animals. He can use your car. He can use houses. He can use everything you have for his mission. And as we have read in Luke chapter 8 from 1 to 3, we find two men and women who have been mentioned, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod Steward, and Susanna. They are mentioned in chapter 8 because they were close to Jesus. And these women were provided for the mission of Jesus. When you read in other version, it is said that they used their resources to help Jesus and his disciples. So Jesus is free to use human, to use men, to use young people, to use women and men for his mission. When we read in the Bible, if you read in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 4, you will find that one day God commanded a raven. I think you all know a raven. He commanded a raven to bring food to his servants, and that was Elijah. A raven was bringing every day the bread and meat because it received a command from God to serve his servant Elijah. So someone may ask a question, why is God deciding to use a raven instead of human being. God is free. God is free to use a raven instead of human being, because all is his creation. And then in this text of Luke 19, we find that Jesus is going to show himself in public. A great event is going to happen. Normally, when you read the Bible, you find that Jesus was working in secret. When you read too many texts in the Bible, you find Jesus healing people and saying, "Do not tell people that I'm the one who did it." And you'll find that some places in the Bible, he tells people that, "Do not tell those people, religion, that I'm the Messiah." So he worked in secret. But here, he is not going to work in secret. He is going to show himself publicly. The time of working in secret is over. The time of performing miracles in Galilee, in Nazareth, is over. This is the time he wants to show himself publicly in Jerusalem. But now, he decides to use two main resources. The first is an animal, and the second is human resources. So Jesus sends his disciple to go in Jerusalem, but to look for not human being, but to look for an animal. And he's going to use it. All Jerusalem will be moved, but he will be sitting not on human being, but on an animal. Because Jesus is free to choose which kind of resources he's going to use to show himself publicly in Jerusalem. So, you are a human being, and Jesus is going to use a colt. Each of them have their role. Don't take the role of a colt because you are a human being. So here is the role of human being. Let me start with human being. The role of human being here, when Jesus is going to show himself publicly in Jerusalem, is what? Is praising God. Is crying Hosanna. Is saying, "Blessed to the one who is coming in the name of the Lord." Jesus is looking for your voice, for your praise, for your claps, to show himself publicly in Jerusalem. Don't take the role of the colt. The role of the colt here is to take Jesus from the place he is staying to the public ceremony in Jerusalem. The colt cannot play the role of a human. The colt cannot bring gloves. The colt cannot praise. The colt cannot cry. The colt cannot say Hosanna. So each resource has its own role. So play your role. Don't take the role of another person. Especially if Jesus decides that he is going to move and sit on the colt. Don't say, "I want to be the colt today." You are a human being, and Jesus wants you to cry Hosanna, to praise his name, and say, "Bless the one who is coming in the name of the Lord." So today, when Jesus is publicly moving and showing himself publicly in Jerusalem, the Bible today asks each of us to play its role. You are not a colt. You are a human being. And if you don't play your role, Jesus is able to command stones to play a role. Imagine in Gomaville if Jesus is going to call all the ravens of Goma to come here and sing and praise the name of the Lord. That would be shameful for us. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, before Jesus called ravens in Goma to come and sing and praise, you take it and praise the Lord. You are not the called, but you are human being. And you have to pray to play your role as Jesus is calling you to do it. Jesus wants to show himself everywhere in Congo, in every province, in every corner of this country, and maybe everywhere in the world. Your role is praising him, is crying Hosanna, is bringing cloves so that the word may be preached everywhere in this country. You are not the cult. Maybe he's going to appoint others as cult so that they may take him and bring him in every province of this country. So be sure that you know your role. Don't play the role of another person. That is the first thing we can draw from the text of Luke. The second thing is that Jesus has a perfect knowledge of the field where he sends us for mission. He knows everything. When you read in Luke chapter 19, where we have read, he is sending two disciples, but he knows everything on the field. The first thing is that he tells them, you will find a colt tied at the entrance of the city. And the colt have never been ridden, and nobody sat on it. So you see how he understands everything on the field. He even gives and provided to them some answers and tells them, the owner of the colt will ask you the question. And this is the response you are going to give to him. So he even understands the question which will be put to you on the field. So that is Jesus. He understands, he has a perfect understanding of what we will meet on the field when he sent us for mission. When you read the Bible, you find that is Jesus, of course. If you read in John chapter 2, verse 44, you find someone called Nathanael. When he came to Jesus, Jesus called him Nathanael, and he said, how can you know me, Jesus? And Jesus said, I saw you under a fig tree before Philip called you. So Jesus can know somebody. Jesus knows your name. Jesus knows everything about you. So he sees you everywhere you spent your night and your day. And when you read in John chapter 16, verse 2, you find that Jesus can tell his disciples what will happen in their mission. He tells them, you will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time will come when anyone who kills you will think that he is working, he is saving for God. And this happened to them. So Jesus can tell us what is coming in 2, 3, 5 years, which are in the future. Jesus is able to see someone where he is staying, where he is living. When you read in Acts chapter 9, you know the story of someone called Saul who went to Damascus and he met Jesus on the way. And after meeting Jesus Christ, Jesus was talking to somebody called Ananias. And you can find this story in Acts chapter 9, verse 11. It is written in Acts chapter 9, verse 11. Get ready and go straight street, and at the house of Judas, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Come in and place his hand on him so that he can see again. So imagine, Jesus knows the street, the house, the place, and those who are living in the house. So he is able to see that Saul is inside. He even sees Saul praying, and he knows what Saul is saying, and he sees even the vision, what Saul is seeing. So how can you hide something to Jesus? It is not possible to hide something to Jesus. You cannot hide your cult. You cannot say, okay, this is a cult, I want to hide it so that Jesus may not see it. Jesus see your cult. And Jesus know where we can find it. And Jesus knows that it is tired at the entrance of the city. So you cannot hide your cult. If Jesus wants to use it, he knows where we can find it. That is something you must understand this morning. The second thing is that you cannot hide yourself. You cannot say, okay, I hide myself and Jesus will not see you. So you see that when we read in Acts chapter 9, that Jesus was able to know the address, that Saul is on this street in the house of Judah. He is inside, he is praying, and he is saying this, and this is his need. So you cannot hide yourself. You cannot hide your cult. You can hide your money to me. You can hide your car to those who are leading this country. But you cannot hide your car for God, because God sees everything, everywhere you try to put it. That's why when you read in Psalm 139, the Bible says, you, Lord, have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thought from afar. You discern my going out of my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. And if I rise on my wings to the down, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. So brothers and sisters, it's not possible to hide your cult. And it is not possible to hide yourself. God sees everything you have, and God sees where you are staying and living every day. Let us take the last lesson, that poverty will not prevent us to serve the Lord. Poverty and the situation we are going through will not prevent us to serve the Lord. You see, Jesus here is a poor person who is entering Jerusalem on a colt. He is not a rich person who takes chariot to enter Jerusalem. He's a poor person. And the second thing you can find, that even the colt he used does not belong to him. So he went and borrowed a colt from someone else in the community. That is to say, my cult is important for you. You can use the cult of the brother or a sister in the community if that is for the kingdom. So if you do not have something and the brother and sister has it, you can use it as someone who is living in the community. That is what Jesus is telling us. He has no cult, but he uses the cult of another person to reach the public. And we find the same thing when we read the Bible, that Jesus is able to use 5 breads and 2 fishes, which do not belong to him, which belong to a child in the community, and reach the public. So you may say, I have nothing. But if in the community there is somebody who has something that belongs to you, you can use it for the benefit of the community and use the same strategy Jesus is using here. He has no cult, but he uses the cult which can find the community. Jesus knows that we are poor. That's why when you read in Mark chapter 6, verse 7, you find that when he's sending out his 12 disciples, he sends them and say, go, but don't take anything with you on your journey. In Mark, he adds, except a stick. But in Matthew, he says, even not a stick. Take nothing. Take nothing. No bread, no beggar bag, no money in your pocket. And go for the mission and preach the gospel. So Jesus knows that we are poor. He knows that we are living in Goma. He knows that we have no bread today. And we have no money. But if we can cling to the word written by Mark, we can just take a stick. I don't know how we can use a stick. Maybe a stick can help you to move forward. So we have no money. We have no bread. But we can have a stick. And the stick is faith. We can cling on our faith. And the faith will help us move on and go on the field and preach the gospel. So Jesus, do not forget that we are going through difficult times. But this will not prevent us to serve him and go on the field for mission. By ending this sermon, I want to remind you that you have to play your role where Jesus is calling you to serve. Stay there. If you are appointed to take him to Jerusalem, that's to say you are a cult. So take him and bring him publicly in Jerusalem. If you are asked to cry and praise him and bring gloves and say, Hosanna, do it, because that is your role. And it is for that you are appointed to be a member of this congregation. The second thing, that do not forget that Jesus has the perfect knowledge of the field where he sends us. So he knows everything. He sees everything. He understands everything. So you cannot hide your resource. You cannot hide your cult. Also, you cannot hide yourself. He sees and understands perfectly what is going on the field. And the last, we are poor. We go through poverty. But poverty will not prevent us to serve him. Because the same Jesus used it to borrow a cult of another person and use it to reach the public. He used it to take the bread and the fish of other people and use it for the mission. So he can help you, even when you are going through poverty, to serve him today. Glory be given to God, because he understands everything and we cannot hide something today. So go and serve him. Here I am, send me, God. Amen.
Thank you for the word of God. And we believe the Spirit will keep interpreting the message to each and everyone. The message was given with words perfect.